Hey, baby, this is Little Steven. We're listening to Nocturnal Journal with Dave Hoekstra, 720 WGN.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. You missed him this time. He was just in town, our friend, Steven Van Zandt.
Yeah, I was out of town, and then he was playing the day I got back, so yeah. I was all road
We saw
jet
a good
lag.
Show. The House of Blues was a good show on that. So our next guest is Molly McGowan, events coordinator of the new U.S. Pizza Museum in Chicago?
It's relatively new. We opened August 10th.
August 10th. Now, I didn't know about this, and I was decompressing from the show a few weeks ago at the corner of the Matchbox, and somebody said, come down and learn about the pizza museum. That's how I booked the show. So, I mean, tell me where it's at and how this whole thing got started.
Sure. So we're currently at 1146 South Delano Court in the Roosevelt Collection Shops, which is this great, like, lifestyle, living and shopping. I don't think they want to call it a shopping center, but it's got this great, it's got yoga, it's got boxing. It's a really great little space where there's a lot going on. And this is the first semi-permanent installation of this museum. The museum started as just an online collection, actually. It was mostly on Facebook. It was uspizzamuseum.com. That all the items that Kendall Bruns was collecting over the years actually just went up online, and he would curate them and share them with the world. And eventually, I got involved in about 2016. We had the first pop-up exhibit of the U.S. Pizza Museum. We were at the Pizza Summit, which sold out within seconds. $25, all the pizza you can get, I guess.
Where's that at? Where was that at?
The first year, it was at Chop Shop, I want to say. Okay. I think the first 2 years were at Chop Shop. And then last year, they did it at Talia Hall. I think some of the directorship has changed, so I'm not sure if there will be a fourth year or if it'll just be a little bit different. But it's a really fun celebrating pizza from all over Chicago. You get to sample lots of different things, and they bring in guests. We had Jamie Culleton, who was the 2016 World Pizza Throwing Champion.
Oh my goodness.
So we had him a couple years. He's a really fun character.
Wow. So people can come. The hours I have here, I don't know if it's Friday 5 to 8, Saturday and Sunday.
We actually expanded our Friday hours from 1 to 8, and yes, 11 to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays. So it's really a weekend thing. If you've got people coming in from out of town, it's a great free way to celebrate the history and current state of pizza, both in Chicago, but also anywhere. I mean, we have pizza boxes and things.
Yeah, what do people see when they come in?
So we have some didactics with a little bit of history for the people who want to be a little educated on the development of pizza. Over the years, we have lots of pizza boxes on the walls. We have pizza menus. And again, we're looking at menus very old, very preserved. I love the theme that you have tonight with the preservation, but we do have a lot of really old stuff. We're going to be doing some really exciting changes to the museum that include some memorabilia from Pizzeria Uno and Due from those early years. You'll see a lot of toys, shoes, basically anything that has ever been made to celebrate pizza. It's in there. We got some videos playing. Yeah, it's really fun.
It's funny. When I talked to you a few weeks ago, I saw something on the news or something. Are there other pizza museums in the country? Are you? I mean, I thought I'd heard about this somewhere else. What's going on there?
Right. It seems like as I think that you were saying before, it certainly seems like a museum for pizza makes sense, considering that there are so many museums for so many different things. I will say that I do know of a pizza museum that existed before the U.S. Pizza Museum, which is just Kendall's personal collection. And it was also a personal collection of pizza memorabilia. It's called Pizza Brain. It's in Philadelphia. I believe there's a book, but it.
Oh yeah.
So there is something that predated the U.S. Pizza Museum. We knew that New York was looking at opening a museum of pizza, kind of interactive, Instagrammable experience with a lot of art in Brooklyn. So we knew that that was opening, but they had limited time as well. So we knew they were opening around October 13th, something like that. And we got this great opportunity to open at the Roosevelt Collection Shops. And it's, yeah, we've had a lot of pop-ups. We've had, we were at the Whistler in that space. If you've been up there, they have that window space. That was beautiful. That was one of the first ones. We were at the Niles Public Library. There have been a couple of pop-ups here and there. And then finally, Roosevelt Collection was like, hey, we have this 3,000-foot space. Do you want to put up more of the collection? And it's a really great way to showcase all what we have.
I'm just a guy who orders pizza now and then. I'm not a pizza expert. Dan Long, are you a big pizza fanatic?
Yeah, I would say fanatic might be strong, but I would say very pro pizza.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking that is, I mean, Milwaukee's known for beer. Is this like the pizza place? Is Chicago like the pizza capital?
Oh, you just opened such a huge can of worms.
Yeah.
I think that most of us would agree that Chicago has a really diverse pizza scene. So that's one of the things that we celebrate at the U.S. Pizza Museum. You may have noticed that there was a wild Twitter flurry for a couple of days. Peter Sagal and who was it from CNN? Jake Tapper. There were a bunch of people who decided to weigh in on this U.S. Pizza Museum opening in Chicago. Yeah, we have great pizza, but we have a lot of different kinds of pizza. Southside Tavern Cut pizza is its own kind of thing. We have Chicago Deep Dish. As you know, usually the tourists come and take a bite out of that. New York tends to be New York-style pizza. I think that's the one thing that really differentiates us from New York. But New York certainly has a lot of history regarding pizza, and you'll see that. We do celebrate that.
When you say New York style, I mean, I know a little bit about Coney Island and Brooklyn. I mean, they kind of fold them over. And so what's a New York style pizza as opposed to Chicago?
Oh, well, usually they have the pretty big jumbo kind of slices. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, actually. That's Vermont, which is a little different. But I went to school in New York, and I actually developed my love of pizza, if you can say that, in New York, because there's this perfect blend where the sauce and the cheese just magically become something better than either of the two parts, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's the pizza scene like in Vermont? That's where you go.
Okay, so my interest in the U.S. Pizza Museum project was not inspired by a love of pizza by any stretch of the imagination. I grew up in a very cozy little Republican part of Vermont, and we had one pizza place called the House of Pizza. I think that families went there for celebrating sports events and probably other things that I didn't do very often. My family would go there occasionally. The pizza was terrible, like really bad. It had a really peppery sauce, which I didn't care for. It had a really flavorless crust. I mean, I'm thinking of it right now, mm-hmm. and I remember how undelightful it really was. Pizza Hut was certainly a gem once that finally came to Vermont, which took a while. And so I always associated pizza with the House Pizza Pizzas and Pizza the Hut, which you remember from Spaceballs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
not like delightful things at all. And so my immediate association when you say pizza are those things. And so it's taken me a while to really develop an interest in pizza. And so the Pizza Museum, in a way, I got interested because I really admire enthusiasts. And there is nothing out there in the world, as far as I can tell, that people love more than pizza. It is everywhere.
Well, that was one of my things on my list of questions here. It's like a great common denominator. Everybody has an opinion on pizza, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll get
fired up. Do you see that at the museum? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And people, you know, again, the museum's free, so you can just come in and browse the collection, and there's a lot of nostalgia. You know, you see things from Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz Pizza, and you see all this memorabilia that it just brings back all of these memories of childhood and how your family interacted and, you know, what some things you were celebrating might have been. So we usually get people who come in, they don't know what to expect. Sometimes you just get walk-ins, people coming in from off the street that need something to do or get out of the rain. And all of a sudden, the stories just start pouring out. And people are so happy. I mean, there are very few spaces that you can go where people are just delighted to be there and getting some time to get back in, like, touch with themselves. Uh-huh. I mean, we hear so many stories all the time. We have people who just come in, bring a pizza. They're like, oh, but if you haven't had Riccobene's, you've got to try this.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty, like, happening little spot.
On a good weekend, how many people do you draw, ballpark?
It really changes. We would like people to do online reservations. So the first month was really good because we'd gotten a lot of press. We'd been on the radio quite a lot. The first month we were full. We were sold out for all those time slots. And I think that now that it's kind of just open, it's been around a little while, we're hoping that more people will just know about it and tell a friend, because there's only so much promoting that we can do, and the only way we can keep it free is if people are buying stuff in our pizza gift shop, which there's tons of great stuff.
Like, what do you have there?
I actually have a gift for you, Dave. I have two. Wait, one's in my pocket. One's in my pocket. The other one I think I left in my
You know what's going to help you guys out is Pritzker wanting to make marijuana legal, because then everybody will be eating pizza. That'll be the end of next year. Right?
Huh.
You know, you haven't thought about that marketing.
I have not made that exact connection, but now that you say it, you're right.
Things are going to be really, really jumping for
you. Yeah, the pizza scene is going to be good. We're going to have to be making a lot more recommendations. Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna take a break on that, and then we'll come back, and I want to ask you about kind of deconstruct the whole local pizza scene.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Listen to that all night. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Molly McGown, events coordinator of the United States Pizza Museum right here in Chicago. I was showing you, you know, I don't throw anything out as a preservationist that I am. Here's this from the Tribune of February 2009. This is our friend Tim Samuelson saying, he's been on the show, a preservationist, Chicago cultural historian. I wish there were more written records, recipes, or vintage photographs. He just said how Chicago wasn't doing a good job of keeping track of its pizza history. Are you going to – do you have stuff like that, recipes? I know you said you have old menus, and it's really important that we get this stuff together, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's two things I can say about that. One is that, as I said, we have these didactics with a lot about the pizza history. I saw that – clipping that you showed with a bit of the genealogy of Chicago deep dish. And certainly the curator, Kendall Bruns, he is usually there to explain why some of the menus matter to him and why they made it on our Chicago wall in particular. Chef Alice May, we highlight her a bit in the museum. because what a lot of people assume is that all pizza was made by Italians, and Chef Alice May was actually an African-American woman who was in the kitchen. So
where was she? Where was she from?
She was at Pizzeria Uno Due, one of the early. I'm not the historian of the bunch. I just do the events. Yeah. So with that in mind. The other thing I wanted to mention was that we actually do have a lot of events that have educational or historical applications, as well as our kind of fun comedy events. So we did have...
Comedy events.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
As we were setting up the space, we were like, this would be a great place to have performances. We set up a little stage, and we've got a lot of live podcasts that have come in there. We've pulled in Arguments and Grievances is a great comedy debate show. I think with that Twitter flurry, we realized how much people like to argue about the pizzas that they like. So we've now had two kind of showdowns about pizza with pizza topics. Arguments and Grievances was our first one. Then we had Misspoken, another like very highly well-received Chicago live lit podcast. So those were some of the first events.
And you were doing a podcast before you came here.
Yeah,
right?
I actually just came from a podcast. Kendall and one of his collaborators, Alan Matosky, used to have a podcast called Films of the Future, and they would review films before they saw them. And now they're reviewing films.
They review films before they saw them.
Based on the trailer and what they know about those artists. And now they have a podcast called A Pizza Clips Now, which they are doing at the museum. And they're basically just reviewing movies that feature pizza in some way. So the next one will be Home Alone. Tonight's was Loverboy. Do you know anything about Loverboy? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, so when I say extra anchovies, that means nothing to you?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Okay, all right, well, now you know. Hint, hint.
How can people find this stuff? So first of all, the website for the museum. I mean, give us the website. And can you go around the website and find history and, you know?
Ooh. Oh, there's so many. We have so many things in the works. That's another great idea. So we have a little bit of the catalog on the website, but now since we have this public exhibition, you should just come. You, in particular, should come down as our guest, Dave.
I should, yeah.
I don't know why you haven't been yet, but then again, I said I would listen to the show before I came on it, and I failed on that one, too. Yeah. So all the events are definitely listed on there, and you can reserve your free, usually, tickets.
What's the website?
The website is uspizzamuseum.com. You can also find us at Instagram, US Pizza Museum. I'm Deep Dish Dolly on Instagram. I usually am pretty frequent in posting things about the events in particular, if that's what you're interested in. These comedy ones are really great. We bring in the best talent. I mean, the reason that I love being involved at this point is I love bringing creative people together, whether it's chefs or, you know, Steve Dolinsky was on because he did a book signing. We had Leo Spizzieri, again, chef from North American Culinary Institute. We just try to bring in creatives, filmmakers or comedians or musicians, get them in touch with each other, celebrating a particular topic.
Do you have events coming up?
We do have some events coming up. We have one that we're collaborating with Pizzeria Uno and Due. We have a competition kitchen, which will be a game testing event. So you can come and just play this game called Competition Kitchen, which is made by some locals. We have some holiday events planned, or we're in the works with some holiday events. And then a Pizza Clips Now will be, I think, once a month.
And how can people find the podcasts? Same thing.
Same thing. Place. Everything's really going to be hosted in the same place.
I wanted to ask you, we got a little bit of time left. What was your first pizza when you came to Chicago? Do you remember?
Wow. Oh, boy. My first pizza. This is a crazy thing to say, but I don't eat pizza that much. Actually, I do
it's
now.
It's the end of the segment.
I know. I do now because I'm so curious and because people are just like throwing it at me. I think one of the first pizzas that I had is a guilty pleasure of mine that I really don't like to admit to people. I had Beggar's Pizza. And I remember I fell in love with it. It's not really deep dish. It's got this weird corn crust, but I was like, this tastes like SpaghettiOs. I love it. I could eat it all the time.
Dan, what was your, do you remember, like, well, I guess, what's your favorite pizza?
Yeah, I was going to say, my first, I'd have to go back about three decades. I don't remember. It's tough. I mean, it depends. I think deep dish, you got to go Lou's.
Yeah.
And then if you're going pub style, I mean, there's any handful of great places, you know, in the suburbs and especially in the city. You know, I like a little cracker crust every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's tough to pinpoint a favorite.
I like Father and Sons. I don't know if you ever, I mean,
classic.
People don't talk about Father and Sons much, right?
We actually had Father and Sons cater our Whistler opening. It's solid pizza. I also will say that I just recently had Labriola's pizza.
Never had that.
For deep dish. Oh my. Like, I'm used to Lou's. I'm used to the stuffed Giordano's and, you know, I've had everything. I love the Detroit style pizzas. Again, is that sacrilege to live in Chicago and say that? But Labriola has a really solid deep dish pizza. I saw Peter Sagal walk out with leftovers, and that man does not care for deep dish. So
okay.
I said it. You heard it here.